Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey you, welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
I'm wife.
And together we're reading the Bible.
Starting with Genesis and eventually ending with Revelations, we're working through every book and offering our atheist 2 cents.
Or shekels.
Yeah, those. We're asking questions and pointing out all the nonsense.
We aren't academics or scholars.
Nope. In fact, when it comes to religion, we really don't know anything at all.
What we've learned so far is that God's a dick.
Oh, he really is, isn't he? If you're interested in how we reached this startling conclusion, maybe start from episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in anywhere. It's all good.
Yep.
Hey wife, did you know that Anchor is sponsoring our show?
Really? Don't we use Anchor to distribute our podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts?
Yeah, and we are on just about every other platform available as well, thanks to them.
Why do we use Anchor as our podcasting service?
Well, they make editing and distributing our show a breeze.
What if one of our listeners wants to start their own podcast?
Then they should head over to anchor.fm or download the app to get started.
Awesome! You guys should go do that right now! Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened yesterday?
I do not remember what happened yesterday. I had a long day at work today.
No, you know,
I was working and I worked all day because I had to stay over. So like, I remember nothing.
Okay. I'm just laughing because you always like stop and think about it. Like, do I remember?
And well, I don't want to piss you off. You used to get mad at me when I was like, well, I don't know, maybe hang on a second.
But now I know that 9 times out of 10, the answer is just no.
Right.
So you could just like.
It's no.
Just no.
Just no.
Yeah. You don't have to think about it.
Oh, sorry. Now I don't have to think about it. Okay.
Oh my Okay, so what happened was in 1 Samuel chapter 6, the Philistines were like, holy shit, take this back.
That's right,
and
yeah.
And they gave the ark back along with gold tumors and gold rats.
Yeah, and then people got Indiana Jones'd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the cows carried it back.
Right.
And then they ate the cows and they looked. Don't look at the ark, Miriam.
Right.
And I made a mistake because yesterday I was saying Miriam. Miriam. And it's not, it's Marian.
Got it.
Yeah. Got it. So my mistake, you guys. Sorry. It's just been too long. Need to watch the movie again.
We keep saying that like a lot.
You know what?
We should just watch it tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah.
You have to get up early tomorrow.
I have to mow a lawn tomorrow.
Okay, but I have to get up early tomorrow.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Okay, well, we can watch it tonight. Let's watch it tonight.
Okay, let's watch it tonight.
Oh my God, we're going to watch Indiana Jones, you guys.
All right.
Okay.
That's settled. What are we doing now, though?
What we're doing now is 1 Samuel chapter 7.
All right, let's go do this.
Okay. Okay, so 1 Samuel chapter 7.
Okay.
Starts out, we're still under the same title that we were under, the Philistines Return the Ark.
Got it, so okay? Continued.
To be continued.
Right.
Right. So the men of Kiriath Jearim came to get the Ark of the Lord. They took it to the hillside, home of Abinadab, and ordered Eleazar, his son, to be in charge of it.
Okay.
Sure. The Ark remained in Kiriath Jearim, for a long time, 20 years in all.
Wow.
Okay. During that time, all Israel mourned because it seemed the Lord had abandoned them.
Why?
Because it seemed the Lord had abandoned them.
But they had the Ark.
But the Ark, they had looked at it and it melted 70 of them.
Oh.
And I'm betting like that there aren't a lot of priest guys and there aren't a lot of interactions with, you know, somebody like prophet guy, like Moses style, talking to God.
Okay.
So I think the grifter died and forgot to pass it on.
Got it.
So like the Dread Pirate Roberts.
Yeah. You gotta have that line of succession.
Right. So, okay. New section. Ready?
Yeah.
Samuel judges Israel.
Ah, so he's a judge still.
So he's a judge.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
He's a judge. That's very interesting, actually.
Yeah. Then Samuel said to all the people of Israel, if you want to return to the Lord with all your hearts, get rid of your foreign gods and your images of Ashtoreth. What is an Ashtoreth?
It must be another god of some type or something.
We're looking that up.
I feel like I've heard that before, though.
I don't recall it.
No? Okay. No. Maybe not.
It's too cool of a name.
Right.
Ashtoreth.
Okay.
Turn your hearts to the Lord and obey him alone. Then he will rescue you from the Philistines.
Okay.
So maybe Samuel does have some notion of griftiness to him. Who knows?
I mean, you know, it's kind of inherent in the job, I think.
Right.
Yeah. Even if you weren't grifty, your job is to literally take people's money and offerings. So that has a tendency to just inspire griftiness, I think.
True.
Yeah.
So the Israelites got rid of their images of Baal and Ashtoreth and worshipped only the Lord.
That they had. They had those things again.
Again.
Like always.
Always.
Do you think they really got rid of them?
That was going to be my question when you stopped talking was, but did they though? Then Samuel told them, gather all of Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray to the Lord for you.
Yeah.
So they gathered at Mizpah, and in a great ceremony, drew water from a well and poured it out before the Lord.
They poured out the water from the well.
Yeah.
In a big waste of fucking water.
Here go. Here's some water. They also went without food all day.
Because that makes sense.
And confess that they had sinned against the Lord.
I don't really understand fasting. Like, to me, I'm like, I'm really fucking hungry. Can we just fucking eat?
Well, I think it depends on what you are intaking liquid-wise.
I suppose.
I don't really understand. Like, I understand it for medical purposes. Like,
sure.
You're supposed to fast before surgery.
Yeah, no, I get that. Sense. I get that.
Sure. But, yeah, just as far as, like, a dieting or, like,
for God.
A spiritual thing,
right.
I do not get it.
It doesn't seem like it would do anything. I don't know. Whatever.
I mean, there are a lot of people, like, there are a lot of health nuts that swear by fasting.
Sure, sure.
And I don't get it, but whatever. They're thinner than I am, so I guess whatever. Who am I to argue with
sure.
them?
Sure, sure.
But then, like, the spiritual thing, I'm like, maybe you're just starving.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe you do this and, like, maybe you were just hungry and not fucking seeing God.
Yeah, because I got to tell you, like, I get, like, real shaky if I don't have something every couple hours. I mean, it doesn't have to be big.
Right.
But I get shaky. I get shaky and then I get hangry.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's not okay. So, but they did the fasting and then they confessed.
Got it.
It was at Mizpah. Oh, I'm so sorry. Parentheses voice. It was at Mizpah that Samuel became Israel's judge.
Ah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. When the Philistine rulers heard that Israel had gathered at Mizpah, they mobilized their army and advanced. What are they thinking?
Didn't they just get done, like...
They just were like, here, your God is really good and strong. Here's your ship. Just go away now.
Although, no, they said no. This is not just recently, because they said that the Ark of the Covenant came back and sat for 20 years.
Okay.
So it's been a while.
It's been a while.
And they're like...
We forgot yeah, we what forgot. It's like to get our faces melted off.
They didn't get their faces melted off. They had tumors.
They got tumors and they got their Dagon statues.
Yeah, knocked over.
Knocked over.
Yeah.
I would just be like, just let them have their god over there. Whatever.
I don't know.
I don't need it.
We don't know what was going on really. If anything,
bunch of war stuff.
Yeah, war stuff.
Yeah.
And it was, way back.
Yeah. The Israelites were badly frightened when they learned that the Philistines were approaching.
Okay, yeah.
Don't stop pleading with the Lord our God to save us from the Philistines.
Yeah,
they begged it. Samuel. So Samuel took a young lamb and offered it to the Lord as a whole burnt offering.
Mm-hmm.
He pleaded with the Lord to help Israel, and the Lord answered him.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Just as Samuel was sacrificing the burnt offering, the Philistines arrived to attack Israel. But the Lord spoke with a mighty voice of thunder from heaven that day. And the Philistines were thrown into such confusion that the Israelites defeated them.
Wait, so so he was speaking and that through, like, it, people could hear God?
Yeah. And he was like,
fee-fi-fo-fum.
And they were like, the fuck? And they were like, it's coming from over there. No, from over there.
Right.
And so then they were running around in circles. And so then they got killed.
Got it.
Because the Israelites were like, ha, it's God. That's what happened.
I think no, but okay.
Do you like my replay?
That was great. Yeah.
Okay. So the men of Israel chased them from Mizpah to a place below Beth Kar.
There's a lot of chasing in the Bible.
Slaughtering them all along the way.
And a lot of slaughtering too.
Jesus Christ. When they just like skip over any niceties and they're like, no, slaughter. It was a fucking slaughter.
Right. Yeah.
Like, oh, damn.
At least they didn't torture these people.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, yet, anyway.
Right. Oh, God. Here we go.
Okay.
Samuel then took a large stone. See, I read that and I was like, oh no. But no.
Is this just to mark the area?
Yeah. It wasn't a stoning.
They're going to put another stone. This shall be known as something for.
Yeah.
And still is to this day.
Yeah. That is what I haven't read ahead. But
right,
when I saw stone, I was like, oh no, they're going to throw stones at them. Oh,
they already
God.
Killed. They slaughtered them.
They slaughtered them. Okay. So they took a large stone and placed it between the towns of Mizpah and Jeshana.
Okay.
No, Jeshana. Yeah. He named it Ebenezer, which means the stone of help.
Ah.
For he said, up to this point, the Lord has helped us.
Okay.
Okay.
Up to this point.
Up to this point.
But
maybe not after.
Who knows after this point?
Who knows?
Yeah.
That God, he's kind of fickle.
Right.
And also, we humans really fucking suck.
Yeah.
And we have the attention span of a gnat.
And Jeff still has a fucking statue of Baal. So, I mean, like,
right.
We're fucked. You know?
Yeah, exactly. So. No,
why'd
it's
you,
Steve.
Why'd you do that, Jeff? No, Steve was running away from the fucking... he didn't want to get his dick chopped.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Jeff has the Baal statue.
Yeah, and his wife has the fucking... What's the other one?
Asherah
pole.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's what you were getting it confused with. Asherah. And
yeah,
this
I think
is
so.
Astoreth right. Or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Philistines were subdued and didn't invade Israel again for some time.
For some time.
I mean, it could have been...
They didn't stop invading them, but for some time. They were like, eh.
I need to know what some time is, though, because it could have been like a few months to like 25 years.
Yeah. Hell, it could have been hundreds of years.
Yeah. Who knows? And throughout Samuel's lifetime, the Lord's powerful hand was raised against the Philistines. Okay.
Okay.
So
as long as Samuel lived, I guess.
Yeah. Several decades.
Right.
Okay. The Israelite villages near Ekron and Gath that the Philistines had captured were restored to Israel, along with the rest of the territory that the Philistines had take it.
Gotcha. Oh,
sorry. I had a yawn that just
Yeah, like, you were like read yawning. You were yawn reading.
I was. Yeah. I'm so sorry. So did you understand me though?
I think so, yeah.
So
they took back land.
Yeah, from the Philistines.
Yeah. Okay.
That the Philistines had taken.
Got it.
And then they took it back.
God helped.
God is great. I guess. God is good.
God helped them slaughter people.
Yeah. And there was peace between Israel and the Amorites in those days.
Peace, huh?
Wait, Amorites. Those are giants.
I guess those are the... Are they the Philistines, though? How are the Amorites connected here? Is that who the Philistines are?
I don't know.
That's weird. So just kind of like they just threw that in there instead of saying Philistines,
it's
though.
It's like, are they saying... And there was peace between Israel and Amorite...
I think
which
we
is
need,
separate
there's
from,
another thing you wanted to look up, but I think we need to look that up too, because that's weird. Yeah. That they just like I feel like that was something else.
I don't know who all these people are.
Right, it's but I don't know how that one in geography. Yeah, I don't understand that one. But okay,
maybe are Philistines the same thing?
That's
as
what
Amorites?
What I'm wondering. Yeah.
Or are they saying while all that shit was happening,
they were also at peace
they
with
were
these guys?
At peace with the Amorites. Like, right. I don't know.
But weren't they supposed to kill all the Amorites?
Oh, they sure were.
Okay.
They were supposed to kill all the Canaanites, which included the Amorites.
And they were supposed to not make peace with them, weren't they?
Yep. And they
but
were
now they're
supposed
making
to
peace
not intermarry with them.
But God's still good with them, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Just saying.
God's got his hand on them. And
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
Yep. No, I mean, you're good. Checking in. Yep.
Right.
Samuel continued as Israel's judge for the rest of his life.
Okay.
Each year he traveled around, setting up his court, first at Bethel, then at Gilgal, and then at Mizpah. He judged the people of Israel at each of these places. Then he would return to his home in Ramah, and he would hear cases there too. And Samuel built an altar to the Lord at Ramah. The end.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Really? Sam's in charge now.
Yep.
Got it.
Sam's our guy.
And God's with them now.
God
for
is,
now.
Because he slaughtered a lamb.
Right.
Sam the lamb. Sam did a lamb.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're all good now.
And everything's nice. That's why I was yawning.
it's too boring.
Boring.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
All right. Well, I think we got a couple things to look up out of that chapter at least.
We sure did.
So that's something anyway.
So our Q&A this Saturday will be interesting.
Yeah. We'll have more than one question maybe.
Yay.
So, all right. Well, let's... Are we done for the day?
Yeah, we're done for the day.
We gotta go watch Indiana Jones.
We do. And then tomorrow we'll be back for 1 Samuel chapter 8.
All right, we'll see you guys then.
Yep, bye. Husband.
Yes, wife?
Remember how you told me we're on Patreon now?
Yeah, why?
Because we're starting something new for Patreon members only. Every couple of weeks, we'll cover something in the news, a current event, or something we feel strongly needs to be discussed. And only subscribers get to hear our discussion.
That's right. It's all for our Patreon members as a thank you for their support. Join now for as little as $2 a month to get all of our extra content. Go to patreon.com/sacrilegious discourse.
Do it now. Husband, it's the end.
It is indeed, wife.
Tell the people where they can contact us.
Well, they can get a hold of us via our email, which is sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. We have Twitter @sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh, why do you know? Why do you keep doing that? Ugh. All right. We have a Facebook page, an Instagram page, and a Pinterest page. But if you really want to get our attention, Twitter's where it's at.
Twitter is where you're at.
Yeah.
And they should also review, like, and subscribe, yeah?
Definitely. Apple Podcasts reviews help us out tremendously. And we also can use your support on Patreon, which is a great place to support us as well. That would be at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.